located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
And you was expecting an answer. And one thing I know about the Lord, the first time you got on your knee and cried, He heard your prayers. So often we want an instantaneous blessing. We want God to work right now. But there are times when we go through things in life that the Lord is saying, I'm allowing you to go through it so that you can be a testimony, so that you can be a witness for when you go through things, how you can come out of things. And the Lord allows us to go through things in life. It'll show us that He's still working on us and through us. And so the Lord was working things out for Hannah. We're told the priest Eli overheard her petition, and because he didn't see her lips moving, he thought that she was drunk. It's like sometimes when we get spiritually filled and we speak some unusual language, and people say that's not godly. Or maybe we do a holy dance and that's not godly. Or maybe we'll jump and shout and we praise the Lord and it don't take all that. But can I suggest to you what does it take to get you to say amen? Can I suggest to you what does it take for you to glorify and magnify Him? He got you up this morning. That's enough to magnify our Lord, our God. He clothes you in your right mind. That's enough to praise Him for. He is God and He is worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. And what I have learned is that the enemy does not like your praise to the Lord God. But when you know what you know about God, you can shout the victory of what God is doing in your life. My brothers and sisters, Hannah told Eli that she was not drunk, but was in anguish and grief because she was barren, and she was pouring out her grief to God. Hannah was asking the Lord for a son, and in her prayer, Hannah completely recognized that the Lord alone is the giver of life, for God is the maker as well as the creator of all things. And that He can do exceedingly abundantly above more than even we could ask. For Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So the abundancy of life, the fulfillment of life, life eternal is in Jesus Christ. And if Jesus is the source of life, we need to kneel to the source of life for more life. Here's what I know. When we think about what God is doing, when we think about life in general, this stuff that we are going through today is temporary. I shared yesterday at a funeral in Natchitoches how this is temporary stuff. And we're so used to what's here and now. But we don't even understand what God has in the afterlife, because the only thing we understand is what we see, what we touch, and what we feel. But the God that we serve is that I've got something far greater than this, because this was never designed for you to be here forever. And what I love about the Lord is He said, eyes haven't seen, our ears have heard, the thing that He have in store for us. And the enemy who knows what's in store does not want you to embrace what God has in store for you. When we think about God's action and Christ's completed work, we see the love of God being manifested to a generation, to a dispensation, to this church age today. My brothers and sisters, Hannah promised God in this prayer that if God, that's a conjunction, if God would give her a son, she would give him back to serve God all of his life. This was her commitment to God. And out of Hannah's prayer came the prophet named Samuel, one who would anoint the first king of Israel. I love this man called Samuel. Samuel had power. Samuel was one who was put into the temple for a particular reason, that God would use him to anoint the first king, the true king. There are times in our life that God anoints people for tasks, and then anoint people for missions, and anoint people for service. And he follows them and embraces them and promotes them to a platform to honor him. For I've said this pulpit, it is not about us. It's not about pastors or laypersons. It's about him. When we think about the goodness of God, when we think about the grace of God, when we think about the compassion of God, when we think about the love of God, it is not who we are. It's about what he has done for us and through us. And God was about to do something through this man called Samuel. We're told how Eli placed himself in agreement with her and said, "Go in peace, and may God bless you." My brothers and sisters, prayer does work. And prayer changes things. Hannah was doing what God required in Exodus 13 and 2. God told his people, "Consecrate to me every firstborn male, the first spring of every womb among the Israelite belongs to me, whether man or animal." God had a requirement. God here and elsewhere claimed ownership of the firstborn of man and animal, which their families were required to present to him in his property. The Israelite recognized God's right of ownership of the first and best. It's whatever came to them in spoils of war or harvest or even offspring. Bring me all the tithes unto the storehouse. I need your best. I need your very best offering, your first. Sometimes we give God less than our best. What I've learned about God is that God is constantly working on men to give him his best. Give him our best. Even if we have to deny ourselves, the Lord is simply saying, not only will I bless you, but I'll restore you. I will give you more than what you have actually laid out before me. And when you learn how to give the way God has appointed us to do, he will do his part. I have shared with you in other sermons how my mother, firstborn, she gave him back to the Lord. The guy was bad. Well, my brother was really bad. But my mother, knowing that she couldn't do anything but pray for him, gave him back to the Lord. And when you give back to the Lord your first fruit, your firstborn, then the Lord then does something. Consecrate it. And then that firstborn son came back with a Bible in his hand. Believe it or not, this Bible was left in Natchitoches about a month ago, and the preacher gave it back to me and said, "You left it." But he came back with the Bible in his hand and a new attitude. And I'm reminded of how my mother was amazed and saw the transformation of what God can do through prayer. And you would be amazed when you start praying and start waiting on God to change, because that transformation didn't take place overnight. It took a little moaning and groaning, but God was working things out for his good. What Hannah was vowing to God here is this: if you give me a son, I'll let you keep him, and I won't redeem him back. In her mind and in her heart, Hannah had already decided that if God gave her a son, she would give him to the priest at the tabernacle to raise so that he could serve God. And because she was willing to give her son to God, God rewarded her in great ways. The priest, Eli, prayed for Hannah and her husband. And due to her faithfulness and her vow, God blessed them with children. And that's a story for another time. God has an eternity to do everything. But God can bless us instantaneously, but our blessings are still coming. My brothers and sisters, so the first thing we see in a mother's prayer is the power of prayer. Hannah is willing to pray for her family to the point of weeping before God. Have you ever been on your knees and you at your last end? Maybe you didn't have any food in the cupboard and you call upon the name of the Lord, who is our provider. Have you ever got on your knees and went before the Lord in tears? Maybe you had a health condition and you didn't think you would make it, and then all of a sudden things changed. Have you ever been in a position where you got on your knees and weeping and moaning and you called out on the Lord and you saw the power of God manifesting itself? My brothers and sisters, prayer changes things. When we think about our prayer life, it shouldn't just be on Sunday. It should be all through your life. Mothers, can I share with you, every now and then, we will all go through some battles in life over your families. And the reason for that is that the enemy desire is to tear down the family structure. Look at what the enemy did to Job. His family was destroyed. God had already equipped Job, though, for the battle that was before him. My advice to the mother is don't stop praying. Just call on the name of the Lord. Because Jesus will fight your battle. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is your battle. He goes before us in every battle that we go through in life. And when we turn things over to God, when we turn it over to him, he is our fortress. For there is power in his name. There is deliverance in his name. There is restoration in his name. But I love this. There is salvation in his name. My brothers and sisters, the heart of this entire story is centered on Hannah's prayer and how God healed.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, this is the time of the program where we're going to celebrate some birthdays. These are the folks that we know and love that are having another trip around the sun today. They include Anthony Taylor, Pamela Simmons, Stephen Robinson, LaDonna Smith, Herb D, A. Webb Moran Jofrion, Deborah Robinson Kelly, and Victor White, and everyone around the globe who celebrates a birthday today, may you live long and prosper. Now, if you happen to run across any of these birthday people around town anywhere, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile. Yeah, and maybe some cash to let them know that they are loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this their birthday which is also International Hummus Day. You know, a couple years ago, I kind of discovered the pleasures of hummus. It's really good stuff. Made of chickpeas and olive.